somebody is going to treat me special. Because I have a hidden wish for love to be treated special. Now, is that a way out concept? Not if we're honest. You know, he says, and that's what makes the hatred triumph, because why am I upset? I'm upset because my special relationship is not successful. It is not giving me the attention that I exclusively want for me. You're not making me feel the way you should be making me feel. You're not giving me the specialness that I want. And so I am angry. I am mad. My hatred triumphs. How do you know when your hatred is triumphed? You're hating. How did you know that your anger is victorious?
You're angry.
So evidently your anger is more powerful than your desire for peace in that moment. I love the course because everything it says is real time. Everything it says, if you're honest with yourself, you'll know it's true. Anybody who's honest with themselves in this room will know that everything I said is what you've experienced as long as you've been on the planet. You've had relationships that you had some anxiety in, some despair, some pain, broken into with. By the time it looks like everybody was getting along just fine. I attack myself all the time and angry with anger and upset because I want the other person to feel bad about what I'm going through, and so they'll finally begin to treat me the way I should be treated. I feel like whatever created me certainly should be taking better care of me than it is if I'm worried about how I'm going to survive and how I'm going to make it and I'm out here on my own. I have a lot of fantasies about my relationships, and when I'm in a relationship, we love and hate together, but I don't think that there's nothing really unnatural about it. I don't feel too good about it, but it seems like it's just a natural condition that that's the way it is in relationships. And if anybody tell me you could be in a relationship that there was no anxiety, despair, guilt, or attack, then they're the unnatural ones. Uh-huh, yeah, right, honey, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, you can be in a relationship that's totally, completely peaceful. Uh-huh, right. You're unnatural. Why don't you be more natural? Like me, I hate everybody broken into by periods and we say, okay, as long as they act like. Why don't you get a little bit more natural? Why don't you get real? Which means, why don't you get negative? Yeah. That's what when somebody says that to me, get real. No, you're talking about getting fearful. You're telling me to get negative. Yeah. That's what you're really saying. Sorry, I'm not going to declare that my reality is just about pain, just to satisfy your program about how you made your life to be. I'm not going to validate your erroneous idea about life by accepting that it stands, that that's what works for me too. Sorry. I'm sorry. You know, sorry. It's amazing how much more peaceful my relationships got and how much more I started to experience everything I'd ever dreamed of experiencing in my relationships when I stopped trying to control people and make them do what I want them to do and condemn them when they didn't and fuss at them and argue at them and attack them. It was just amazing how my relationships improved. You ought to try. Yeah. I bet you maybe within the last week you've had a situation where you were upset with somebody because they didn't give you what you thought you wanted. And they didn't give it to you the way you wanted it. And if you handled it the way you learned from the world, you probably let them know how upset you were with them in some way, shape, or deed. Even if you didn't say it, you treated them different, to let them know you're displeased with them and the way they're being. And the Course says that's using your relationship as a weapon, because you're using your relationship to hurt yourself when your relationships were meant to be used to bless you. Mm-hmm. That's what a relationship naturally does. Okay. So I'm going out and I'm going to try to secure for myself the specialness that God didn't give me. And I've got to believe that going out trying to control other people through anger and guilt is somehow going to make me happy and not going to bring me hell. He says, because my ego doesn't want me to see that the way that I'm expressing myself could only be lost because attack, anxiety, despair, and guilt, that's the one condition in which heaven and happiness could never be. You can't be happy in a condition of anxiety, despair, guilt, and attack. That's the one condition that your happiness can't be in. Now, to everyone, heaven is completion. In other words, to everyone, love is completion. There can be no disagreement about this. Because your fearful part of your mind, the ego, and the loving part of your mind, the Holy Spirit, even the person who knows nothing about the idea of heaven would say to you, when they're really happy sometimes, this feels like heaven. But what they're saying is, this feels complete. There's nothing missing. So even a fearful man as well as a loving man will both agree that heaven is completion. He says, but the fearful man and the loving man are however in complete disagreement on what real completion is and how you really accomplish real love. Now, the loving man, the Holy Spirit, knows that love or completion lies first in union, and then you extend the union. So if I love you, we're going to unite with each other, not attack each other, and then we're going to extend our union. We're just going to keep on uniting with more and more people in love and appreciation. That's what a loving relationship does. Then it says, but in the ego relationship, completion lies in triumph and in the extension of the victory even until the final triumph over God. He says, in this, a fearful man sees the ultimate freedom of the self. For freedom would be nothing interfering with your program. So the Course is saying this is the fearful man's idea of heaven. The fearful man's idea of heaven is having victory over something or someone and then having nobody interfere with the way that it set the situation up and the way it thinks it should be. In other words, heaven used to be for me, nobody interfering with me and me always having my way. That was my fearful man's, insecure man's idea of heaven. And the Course says, Therefore, union, which is dealing with each other as equals and nobody being in control of anybody else and everybody respecting each other equally, is a condition in which the fearful mind can't interfere. So it must be hell. You know, if I cannot interfere with love, if I cannot make someone do what I want them to do the way I want them to do it, then I'm in hell. See, my idea is everybody doing what I want them to do the way I want them to do it. If I can't get them to do what I want them to do the way I want them to do it, that's my idea of ego. That's my idea of hell. Because, you know, if it was a real relationship based on union, then we'd be dealing with each other as equals. And if we're dealing with each other as equals, neither one of us are trying to be victorious over the other one. See it? All right. Okay. Now, he says, the special love relationship is a strange and unnatural ego device for joining hell and heaven and making love and fear indistinguishable. In other words, if you're in a special relationship, you'll say something like, I don't really know if they love me or not. Because love and fear, heaven and hell, are indistinguishable in an unreal relationship. You can always tell when you're in a relationship that's unreal because you won't know if it's love in it. You'll say, I don't know if I love this person or they love me or not, but we're in this relationship. Or you could be that way about a thing. I don't know whether I have a love-hate relationship with money. I have a love-hate relationship with my job. I have a love and hate. I have a love-hate relationship. In other words, when love is not really happening, and I'm mixing a lot of love with fear, then I'll say stuff like, "I can't even make them distinguishable." He says, "So the attempt to find the imagined best of both worlds has merely led to fantasies of both worlds and to the inability to perceive either love or fear as it is." Now I don't even know how to perceive love or fear as it, because I have fantasies of both. I have fantasies of kicking your butt, and I have fantasies of buying you flowers. I have fantasies of love and fear. I have fantasies about all the cool times we can have together, and I got fantasies about kicking your butt out of the house. I have fantasies, so I don't really know. See, it's like one of the things this book says is that when someone says back to us the way we think and the way we behave, we say it sounds totally insane, and we'll say stuff like, I don't understand. But you know what you're hearing is exactly what you've been experiencing and watching your whole friggin' life. There's nothing I'm saying here that any of us has been on the planet over 5 years has not experienced. To sit up here and say, I don't understand what you're talking about, is the most deep, deep layers of the now that you could ever want to experience within yourself. You know what I'm talking about. You know what it feels like to be in a relationship with someone who's trying to control you. You also know what it's like to be in a relationship where a person is trying to control you through making you feel guilty about not acting the way they want.